on anacha regarding the etrog. So the etrog has two features. The top of the etrog, which we, in our vernacular, refer to it as the pitom, although in the vernacular of the Gemara, they'll call that the shoshanta. And then you have the bottom of the etrog. When I say bottom, I mean the way we're holding it. The bottom of the etrog, which we call the oketz, which is like the stem of the etrog. Now that's actually the spot that the etrog is attached to the tree, from the oketz. Now regarding these two features of the etrog, if it grew with the pitom, so then the pitom is considered part of the etrog. Therefore, if the etrog's pitom came off, so that can render the etrog pasul. Reason being is, because again, that means the etrog is missing something. Even though it looks like the pitom is actually an extension of the etrog, if you look closely at it, you see actually it's from the same material as the etrog. It's part of the etrog itself. Of course, the top of it is like a woody part, but the neck of it is part of the etrog. So therefore, if it breaks off, the etrog is considered missing something, and therefore, that is going to be pasul. Furthermore, there are certain etrogim that grow pitomless. For example, the Yemenite etrogim and other etrogim. And you can tell when you look at the top of it, you see that really there was no pitom there at all. Doesn't look like anything broke off. Of course, if that's the way it grows, then it's not considered chaser. Then those etrogim are perfectly kisherot. When it comes to the oketz, which is the bottom part of the etrog, Maran also writes that if it's missing in totality, that means when you look at the bottom of the etrog, you just see a depression. You don't see any, you know, any green or any stem that's attached to it. So the etrog is going to be pasul, as Maran writes in Talmah Seifhet. Of course, this pasul, as we mentioned in both cases, will only be on the, well, at least in this case, I should say, will only be on the first day of the Hag. Whereas on the rest of the days of the Hag, if it's missing the orchids, it'll be kasher. That's what Acham Avadya writes. Uldidan pasul rak biyom rishon shel Hag, aval kasheru b'shar yemot ha-Hag. Then he writes, Acham Avadya Hidush over here, that if you have the orchids, you should tape it or glue it back to the etrog, or put a needle and just stick it, some type of attachment. He writes over, "V'afa pichen tov ledabeko bedebek, or lehaberob b'mahat lehidur mitzvah." Okay, that he brings down from the Chazon Ovadia. So again, pitom is going to be pasul if it came off. If it didn't grow with it, it'll be kasher. The oketz, if it came off, it's pasul on the first day, whereas it'll be kasher on the subsequent days. If you still have it, the Hakam says it's proper to put it back on.
Just one further clarification on that halakha. If only the woody part came off, which is the actual shoshanta itself, the etrog is still kasher. So you have the woody part, and you have the neck, which is part of the etrog, and then you have the etrog itself. So when we said that the etrog is pasul, it means a piece of the neck as well came off. But if only the woody part that's on top, that's the wide part that comes on top of the etrog, if that just came off, but you still have the neck intact without anything missing, so then the etrog is still kasher. That's Acham Avadya writes as well in Chazon Avadya.